The Lord be with you. A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land, Gennesaret, and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country, began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick at the marketplaces, begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. As many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. We've all known people who have battled illness, or maybe you yourself have encountered illness in your own life. And at one point in life or another, we're all going to get sick. There's different levels of being sick, of course. There's, you know, the lower ones, such as cold, and then there's severe illness. But one thing that illness all has in common is we want it to go away. And as disciples of Christ, we want Jesus to make it better for us. And oftentimes, when we're praying for those that we love, we so just want the illness to go away. But our gospel is telling us that, yes, Jesus can cure illness, if that's his will. But we, as his disciples as well, have the power to bring the healing love of Jesus to one another. And as disciples of Christ, we're called in a special way to love those and to be there for those who are sick, for those who need us the most, for those who are going through difficult times. I remember with my dad's mom, she suffered from many illnesses. We called her Grammy. And if you didn't show up, she knew, right? She had like a list in her head. So no matter where we made sure we were there. And we would laugh about it because she actually enjoyed being in the hospital. She was one of those people, right? Most of us aren't like that, however. So my dear friends, let us be reminded that when people are sick and we have an opportunity to visit or to call them, to do so. Because that's what Jesus is telling us to do in this gospel, to be that touch and that face of Christ to one another. So let's just pause right now. Let's think of people in our lives that maybe need us, maybe a family or friend, a neighbor, somebody that you know is sick. And let's pray for them and reflect upon how can I be the face of Jesus and show my love to those people.